Good day. This is Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online, welcoming you to our daily financial services news wrap. Let's delve straight into the pressing matters of interest in the financial landscape. First off, a concerning trend is unfolding in the Australian financial advisory sector. Despite the admirable achievement of over 5,096 individuals successfully passing the financial advisor exam, startling figures show that one-third of these are opting not to practice. This jump follows last year's discouraging statistic of 28.36%. Presently, the financial advisor register is devoid of any substantial new entries, even with 157 successful, albeit declining, pass rates for the advisor exam. Facing a drop of 158 advisors, the industry analysts are pointing to structural and economic barricades deterring new practitioners. As this may restrict consumer access due to elevated advisor workloads, the industry may need to consider streamlining licensing processes and enhancing mentorship opportunities to reinvigorate advisory role engagement. Taking a step towards household finance, recent findings from Finder indicate an unsettling rise in reliance on family fortunes for financial security amongst Australians. Over 40% anticipate inheritances crucial to significant financial landmarks such as home ownership or retirement. Such high expectations, however, are muted by the undeniable reality that closer to 60% may not receive an inheritance due to family financial constraints or unexpected circumstances. Sarah Meganson, Finder's finance expert, warns against the pitfalls of a false sense of security and strongly urges the formulation of individual financial plans. In the tech and superannuation realm, we have MUFG Pension and Market Services shaking hands with Microsoft, embarking on a five-year partnership journey to revolutionize superannuation services with artificial intelligence power. The collaboration aims to enhance investor engagement, automate crucial operations, and abandoning time-consuming manual tasks. Both Microsoft 365 Copilot and GitHub Copilot will be deployed to not only ensure productivity and efficient knowledge management, but meet strict data governance standards. Lastly, for those keeping an eye on the property market, current dynamics in Melbourne's housing market present a prime opportunity for buyers. Following the Reserve Bank of Australia's decision to maintain the interest rate at 3.85%, Melbourne, with its increased housing supply and competitive pricing, edges out in terms of strategic choice compared to Sydney's market. With a possible future interest rate cut, Melbourne's balanced housing market could turn even more appealing. First-time buyers and investors, therefore, should stay vigilant. That's our wrap of the Australia's daily financial industry news. Thank you for joining us. I'm Paige Estritori with Financial Services Online, and for your complete financial services needs, including insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au.